Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was among the first European leaders to express gratitude for what he called Joe Biden's unwavering support since Russia invaded his country in February 2022. Writing moments after Biden announced he would not run again for US president, Zelensky said, "We will always be thankful for President Biden's leadership. He supported our country during the most dramatic moment in history." He added that Biden assisted Ukraine in preventing Russian President Vladimir Putin from occupying the country and has continued to support Ukraine throughout what he called this terrible war. In March, Biden asserted that Kiev could prevail against Moscow if the US continued to stand with Ukraine and provide the weapons it needs to defend the region itself, but stopping short of deploying US troops to Ukraine. With former US President Donald J. Trump leading the polls, it was unclear when and if those military commitments would continue. In Russia, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said there were still 4 months until the presidential elections in the United States, which he said is a long period during which a lot can change. Peskov warned, however, that while Russia is patient and carefully monitors what happens next in the United States, Moscow's priority is achieving the goals of what he called the special military operation in Ukraine. Yet Biden's difficult decision to leave was acknowledged by Polish President Donald Tusk and Czech Prime Minister Petr Fiala as driven by the larger interests of the US. They both made clear in separate statements that it was likely one of Biden's most difficult decisions, which made it all the more valuable. Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer agreed, saying, "I respect President Biden's decision and I look forward to us working together during the remainder of his presidency." Tourists in London agreed.
"I have a great deal of respect for him and what he's done, but I think he's lost the confidence as a leader. Even though he might know what he's doing, I don't think he can galvanize the will of the people. That's very important at this time."
"Well, Biden wasn't a strong candidate in the first place, and I feel like with the momentum of how everything's going, I feel like in the end, Trump's going to win."
There was no praise for Biden's legacy yet from Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán, one of Europe's staunchest supporters of former US President Trump. He has suggested that Trump survived a recent assassination attempt by divine intervention, as in his words, he wants to bring peace to the world once again. In the Netherlands, preparations were underway for a post-Biden era. Former Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte will soon become the next Secretary General of the NATO military alliance. Rutte, who had a good relationship with Biden, is all but certain to either face the NATO critical Trump or current Vice President Kamala Harris as his next most important American partner at a time when the alliance faces significant security challenges.
For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.